guys, I just took an edible like an hour ago and it's kicking in. It's legal where I am. Don't get all your guy boxers in a bunch. But yeah, I was really fucking horny. It just hit me all of a sudden. Oh, you know what I want? I want a guy that wants to be my chair. What do you mean by that? The first thing I'm thinking is, oh, I would sit on him like he's a chair, and I would ride his cock. All right, your cock. Nice chair with a very delicious armrest to grind my pussy against. Also, chair. You could sit in bed with your back against the bedpost, and I would come and sit right in front of you, facing the same wall you're facing, like a chair, and you'd put your arms around my chest, and you'd put your legs spread, and I'd just be sitting in front of you, and what you would be doing is pinching my nipples from you'd be biting my neck. Yeah. Kissing it. And biting it and leaving marks. Yeah. And in your hand you would have a little bullet vibrator. And you'd tease me with it as you brought it around. Use your legs to pry mine open. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I want to be sitting on you. I want your dick inside me. Maybe he'll be my chair in the back seat of your car when I'm being a big whore. Right? You can sit in the back seat of your car and I can suck you off. You like that, don't you? But you may even take my hips and pull me into your lap. Oh, thank goodness you have tinted windows. Pull me into your lap. Because me sucking your cock is not enough. No. You wanna fuck me? So you pull my hips. You pull me onto your lap. You take my panties and you push them to the side. You take that of your cock and place it right at the base of my pussy. And you just tease it, swirling around my clit. And when you do that, I squirm. I want to stop fucking around and do it already. As I squirm, please fuck me. Come on. You know you want to fuck me. You wouldn't be listening still if you didn't want to fuck me. Yeah, you and I. Fucking finally. You've been listening to me, haven't you? You know you like my voice. So you're gonna fucking ride me, aren't you? That's fine. I can come too. Many times. Fuck me, hold me down. Hold me down and fuck me. Pinch my tits. Yeah. Slap. Slap my tits. And you already came. That means a lot to me. This is a fantasy post created by, for, and about adults. This is uploaded to Gone Wild Audio by Vegetable Manager 45. So part of me is giggling because I'm making this postscript when you could probably hear maybe some piano lessons in the background, so just call it SFX, right? Those are my sound effects. Okay, so I'm less high now. We are post-RambleFap a few hours, I think, and I'm laughing right now as I, like, re-listen to this. I don't know why I did. I was just checking for any, like, weird tags, just making sure I didn't say anything rapey or beastie. I don't know. I don't really think incest. I think those usually just, like, come out. Again, totally fine if that's your kink. It's just not usually in my, like, repertoire. Maybe, like, a little bit of CNC, I suppose. I guess I do kind of like being held down and pumped into, but definitely, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so maybe I'm, like, a little high still. It's possible. Fair. But, okay, upon re-listening, I had a good laugh because all I can think about now is Pee-wee Herman's chair, that big purple chair that has, like, a face. And I'm imagining, like, when I first said that, half of you were like, what the fuck? You want me to be your chair? And then you thought of that purple couch from Pee-wee Herman's Playhouse. Yeah, I have to be high. This is only, like, very high person content. I hope you still enjoy it. I don't know. This is weird. I don't know how to do Ramble Faps, guys. I just turned on the recorder when I was touching myself earlier because I was super horny. And the good news is, so I did that. That was fun. I came a couple times. And then maybe like an hour later, my husband came into the room. And I was like, you want a blowjob? Because I love giving blowjobs. I was like, do you want a blowjob? And he was like, okay. And then so I told him to lay down and I like started sucking his cock and, you know, kind of going between that and like giving him a hand job. And he was like into it. He had a pillow over his face at one point. And then I decided I wanted to like not just have it in my mouth. And so I kind of like furtively took my underwear off and mounted him and just started twerking the shit out of my body, which I'm a white lady. I don't know. The form was probably terrible, but the function was his cock getting, you know, twerked on, which, I mean, who doesn't want someone to throw back onto them? Or whatever the phrase is, guys, I'm too old. So I did that and, like, creamed all over him, and then I, like, hopped off because he hadn't come yet, and I started sucking it again, just, like, really, just pushing it into my face and like, whoa, really super, 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 super sloppery. And then he came down my throat and I swallowed it, of course, because I'm a good girl. But then he was like, you cheated. I was like, what? He said, you said it was a BJ, but you fucked me. And I was like, did it or did it not start and end in my mouth?
Like, yeah.
I said, there you go. I just stole a little orgasm for myself in the middle. No big deal. Yeah, this was like almost like a second part of the Ramble Fab. I think a good portion of people aren't actually going to hear this. So if you stayed along for this ride, I guess, cool. Thanks for being here with me. I'm probably going to go masturbate again, actually. Like, I'm having one of those days. There's this one video I really like on Reddit recently. It's really short. It's like 30 seconds, but it really gets me off. Actually, I'll link it here. It's the thing that gave me the idea for this chair concept. Okay, thanks for listening. See you later, hornballs.